This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with the second in my series on dealing with disappointment and failure. And today I want to talk about whose expectations are we operating from anyway. This whole series grew out of an email that I received from George. I'll call him George, in which he talks about he's very frustrated. He doesn't know what to do. Everything he's doing is wrong. And he's sure glad he can cry on our shoulders. And I'm glad he can too. But we're trying to help George to deal with disappointment and possible failure. Now, the thing about all of this really goes down to expecting the best of myself and others, and they resent me as being too pushy. This is what one of the sentences was in George's email. The email wasn't long, and so I'm grabbing onto that as a way of mine to make a radio program out of this. But our expectations for ourselves and others often get us into feelings of difficulty and magnify the disappointment that we feel. What are some of the underlying expectations that you and I bring to our cross-cultural work? Well, if we're being honest, a lot of times we go in thinking, whatever it is that they're doing, they're not doing it the right way, and we will teach them. That's what we're here for. There's kind of a very much of a one-way thing. I'm the expert. I'm coming in. You're not the expert, and I'm going to help you with doing things the right way. How many of us have those attitudes? Raise your hand. Yeah, good. No hands were raised. Well, we probably don't have them all that way. You know, I don't think so. We don't go in and say that. I mean, who would admit to that? But realistically, there's a lot of truth to that particular expectation. We go somewhere to do something because we think we have the answer for that particular problem that they're experiencing. Sometimes we may not always understand all the issues involved in what people need to learn or do. That's why it's important to spend time learning the culture, learning the language, so we can be more effective at what we're doing. A second expectation is, I know what is best. That's it. I know what is best for these people. I know what's best for my friends. I know what's best for everybody. Now, once again, show of hands here, how many of you have felt that way or go around saying that way? Well, of course, none of us really do. But once again, these are underlying expectations that are hidden, very hidden, very deeply. I once consulted with a guy who was deeply disturbed and really had failed. Well, what were the things that made it so difficult for him? Well, it turns out that some of the core expectations that he went in to do his job was he had to prove his dad wrong. He grew up in a really painful situation, and his dad never really respected him. As a matter of fact, his dad told him to his face that he thought he was useless. Well, the son really decided he was going to prove dad wrong. The problem was that he set up these expectations to happen that were impossible to achieve. And so he did, in effect, prove his dad right, and that made him feel even worse. So expectations are insidious, they're hidden, they're not clear, and we need to identify those. Now, those things, those two sort of dumb expectations I had in the beginning that we all admit at times to having, if they're really hidden, then the local people that we're there working with aren't going to see them, right? Well, I wish it were that easy. Unfortunately, some of these hidden things to us, we think we've hidden them well, or we don't even know about them. They come out very clearly. And the fact is that those people around you are going to see them, and they're going to respond defensively, or at least protectively. Well, you think your way is best, but let me tell you something, my way is better. And I think that we have to be very careful with that and listen. And if somebody says those things, that may be an indication that we're coming across as a know-it-all and doing that. I'm not suggesting that I know that George was doing this, but I'm saying these are some of the things that go through people's minds, and then they give people like George a feeling of failure. So then how do we change? Okay, you know, I don't like to just pick apart things. I want to give George material or information that he can use right now to make a difference. I think we need to start over. We need to start from, you know, and if you're just new in your situation, hey, you don't have to make these same mistakes again, or you don't have to make them the first time. But if you're in kind of, well, we're in our fourth year too, and we're seeing the same kinds of things that George saw, you know, then you need to start over. Now it's, you know, starting over is not, you know, just bear with me. It's not like just leaving and then going to a new place, but it's kind of starting over in your heart and your mind, and then that will flow out into your relationships. Start over with having an attitude of let's both learn. George, speaking to you, say to the people around you, whether they're your teammates, people from the local community, an attitude that you want to really focus on, let's both learn. Let's both learn about everything. Well, what do you mean? About anything and everything. Can you learn? Can you ask questions? When we both learn, we both ask questions. When only one of us learns, one of us listens to the other. But when we both learn, we both ask questions and listen to each other. Second thing, start over from, I didn't think I understand, or I don't think I understand this clearly. Please help me. That's a request for assistance. I don't think I understand this clearly. Please help me. George, all of us struggle with these kinds of feelings like we should know everything. And so therefore, it's hard for us to admit that we don't. But we really don't, and we really don't understand the perspectives, the philosophy that the other person has. It's not a problem to say. As a matter of fact, if you say, I don't think I understand this clearly, help me, that person is likely to say, well, I didn't think you understood it, but here, let me help you. And they do help. Requests for help are usually honored. Thirdly, start over from things like saying this. Are there other things like this in your context, in your culture? Tell me or teach me about them. What you're doing is you're modeling to the other people, whether they be teammates or local people, that you're interested in understanding their perspective, and you think their perspective has value in helping you to understand what it is that you need to do or how you understand yourself. Tell me, teach me, things are different. Wonderful attitudes. And then finally, I think this is a big thing for me. Start from the ending. That sounds a little bit bizarre, I must admit. But when I do something, I want to say to myself, or I do say to myself, how do I want people to talk about me after I'm gone? What do I want people to say about this information that they've been learning after it's done? That's starting from the ending. So if I want people to say, well, George is full of himself. All he does is tell people what to do, and I didn't learn very much from him. Well, George, you're on that track. That's really working there. But you don't want to do that. And as a matter of fact, that is hurting you desperately. You really are grieving over that. So what if we want people to say, he's interested, he cares, he wants to understand us, he learns from us, he asks for help. What usually happens is, they want to learn from us. So it's much more of a give and take type of thing. But I know our unrepentant, if you will, attitudes is that we are going to work in a new cultural context because we're going to tell them something that they need to learn how to do. And we're going to be the experts, and they're not, and they need our help. They may not know what we're teaching them, but when we act like we're the experts, they pick up on that, and then that can be a downer for them and a put down. So as you look at all of this, think about how you can come across with a real learner attitude. And that about sums up my dealing with disappointment and possible failure today. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.